It feels absolutely amazing. The sport I've got, obviously, just being its son for the first time in national paper, that's amazing. The support I've got locally and around the area is just amazing. I feel it feels great.
You're the first Yorkshire fighter to win in the UFC as well. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It's took a lot of hard work. I've had to move over to Manchester to train over Manchester to achieve that. I travel there every day. And it has been hard, but obviously now I can say for the rest of my life, I can tell my grandchildren that I'm first ever person to win a fight in UFC from Yorkshire, so that's great.
It was your second fight in UFC as well. You lost your first. How much did that play on your mind when you're going into your second?
I won't say it played on my mind going into my second, but into my prep it did. I changed a lot of things up this fight camp. Obviously, I moved to SW, and we did things their way. They do things a lot different to what I'm used to, and it all worked well for me. I trained a lot harder fight week because I normally rest and focus on my weight cut a bit. But I trained a lot harder. I had a bigger weight cut as well, and it all worked out well.
Tell us a bit about the fight then. It was over in Berlin. Tell us a bit about, I guess, the lead up to it, the actual fight itself, the win. Just fill us in on what happened on that day then.
Yeah, I fly out on the Tuesday, so I'm there for most of the week. We do a bit of media and stuff. We get to see a few sites. But mainly, like I said, we're focusing on job. Obviously, you get weighed in and stuff. That's the main bit. You get to see some of the crowd who are coming. A lot of family come out the day before as well, so all of them are weighing in, and we get a bit of hype behind the fight. And then, obviously, the fight day, that's just something else. I've never, ever seen it done like the UFC. It's done amazingly. And, yeah, it's great to be a part of.
What's so good about it, then? What do they do differently, do you think, that makes it so special?
The media's done different. He's done just so professional, everything, and obviously the support they get, the crowds that are there are biggest I've ever seen. Obviously, it's biggest stage that you can possibly fight, and you're fighting for millions of people around the world. So it's just everything about it. It's just, I think I got caught up a bit of that in my first fight. That, like, I was overwhelmed by it all. Like, you're fighting on biggest stage there is in your chosen sport, which obviously is a massive achievement, and I won't say it affected my performance, but obviously it was just like, it was good to be there, and obviously I just seeing it all, it was like, wow.
So it was Antonio Dos Santos Jr. who you beat. Tell us a bit about the actual fight then and how it panned out.
Yeah, I watched a few of Antonio's fights, and it is a striker. But he comes in and he puts everything into his shots. Every shot he throws, he's looking to take your head off. So we know that first few minutes were going to be dangerous. He covered distance well, because obviously I'm a tall fighter. I thought I'd be able to keep him at range a little bit. He covered distance well, he caught me with a few. But ultimately, he always was going to put his head down at some point. When you watch his tapes, he puts his head down and he throws everything into his shots. We knew that we could capitalise on that with a few shots. Ultimately, we're looking to rather knee him or uppercut or get off on side, because when he puts his head down and throws his shots, he plants his feet solid, so we're either looking to get off on side and land the shots there or his knee and uppercut. And it was uppercut that came. I landed a left uppercut, which is my backhand because I'm southpaw, and it went face down to Matt. He recovered pretty quickly, and then I capitalised and got the finish with knees.
It's so technical, isn't it? You mentioned all the little things you were looking for there from the videos that you'd watched of him. An amateur watching it, someone who maybe doesn't like the sport, would watch it and say, well, it's just brutal. But it's so technical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, we need to get away from that brutal image. It is brutal in a way, but like you say, it's a lot more technical than people give credit for. People who haven't seen MMA, the struggle to understand it at first, and more people that get to watch it, the more people are enjoying it. It is growing, but like a lot of older men, for example, they still ask about like silly rules or can you bite and stuff like that. Obviously, we need to get away from that image because it's not good. It is a sport, and honestly, if you see me train every week, I'm so dedicated, and we're as much athlete as anybody else. And like I say, it's a sport, and we're looking to portray a better image.
Can it be compared to boxing? Or do you think? Can you make that comparison in the way that, again, some people on the outside might not be fans of boxing, but when you know people who are involved in the sport, you see the dedication they have to put in.
Yeah, it can be compared to boxing. They're both combat sports. I suppose, yeah, of course it can be compared to boxing, but skill-wise... Me personally, you've got to learn a lot more skill for MMA. So a lot of people say the boxer's a lot more skilled, which I can understand where they're coming from, because if you're an highly skilled boxer, you wouldn't go into MMA because you're going to make more money out of boxing. That's obvious. But for me, who trains MMA, you've got a lot more skills to learn in MMA. So it's an argument and it's a debate that you can have, definitely.
There's got to be money to be made in UFC, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah. We're still a little bit behind boxing, but there is money to be made, of course there is.
And you mentioned the profile of it. It's growing and growing. You've got Jose Aldo, haven't you, coming up as well. Huge fight in terms of Jose Aldo against Conor McGregor. That's been built up as an absolutely massive fight, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's got potential to be the biggest fight in UFC history. McGregor's brought a lot to the table, not just in terms of fighting, in terms of his attitude and how he presents himself. He's got a lot of followers very quick for a short time he's been in UFC. He gets people listening, he gets people watching, and he does what he says he's going to do, so you can't ever doubt somebody who goes in there and does what they said they're going to do. So that fight alone, I think it can be good for MMA. Like I say, it's getting bigger and bigger each year. From when I started 8 years ago, the amount of developments is unbelievable. Like, we're just starting to get governing bodies now and stuff like that. All that's just starting to fall into place. We're still a little bit behind, but it's getting there. Do you know what I mean? There were none of that before. There's a lot more regulations coming in, and it's getting better and better each year.
You mentioned what Conor McGregor's done, and I was watching some of the videos of the weigh-ins that they've had over the last couple of months leading up to this big fight and the press conferences they've had, and he was stealing the belt, he was getting in his face, he was shouting, screaming. Does it need characters like that? Is that what
I think it does, yeah. Some people say it's disrespectful stealing champion's belt, but me personally, if I were champion and somebody stole my belt, I'd just laugh at him and say, that's the only way you're going to get that belt. You're not going to get it off me in the middle of that octagon. But some people say it's disrespectful. I think it's just a hyping fight. He's even said, Conor himself, that he did it all to hype the fight, and he wanted him to go home and train like a madman, because this was like 12 weeks before the fight. No, it was longer than that. I think it was like 12 weeks ago now, so like 15 weeks ago. And he wanted him to go and punish his body too early, too soon than he needed to. He says after those interviews and that, I went off on holiday because it wasn't time to train for the fight. It was still a long time away, so he's not daft. He's playing mental games and stuff like that, and we'll see if it works.
It's shown though, hasn't it, as well, how especially in UFC you can go from being almost nowhere to being on the top bill very quickly. He's done it in a couple of years, hasn't he?
Yeah, he probably would have done it quicker than that if it weren't for injury. I think he was sidelined for 8 months of that as well, so You can rise to the top very quick, yeah.
Is that the hope then? Is that what you do? You look at someone like him and say, I need to do similar things to him in terms of your profile and things like that?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Somebody commented on one of my posts saying, oh, you need to have a personality like Conor McGregor. I thought, thanks. Trying to say I've got a bad personality. But he's got that personality. And I don't, they won't say it in a bad way, but you have got to put yourself out there to the fans and give like a bit of, like, calling people out and stuff. People like to see that, but ultimately you've got to put people away in fights like Conor McGregor has, and that's what he's done most. He's finished people, and that's what's propelled him up there.
So what next for you then? What's your next plan?
I'd like to get on the Dublin card, which is going to get announced July 1st. There's no set date for it just yet, but that's ultimately when I'd like to get out. Other than that, wherever they take me, it's end of the day, it's UFC's choice where they want me to fight. If they want me to fight anywhere else, I'll be ready.
And the ultimate goal, you were saying to me a bit earlier, is Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, it's every fighter's dream to fight in Vegas. I visited earlier this year, and what a place. Yeah, I'd love to fight there, yeah.